This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 177 for Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Wednesday morning, finding spillover support from gains in the Chicago soy complex. Canola up 4 to nearly $10, January up $9.90 at $859.40 per ton. Soy oil futures in Chicago hit their lowest levels in 2 weeks yesterday, but were showing firmness early today. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both holding relatively close to unchanged. Solid end-user demand contributed to the early strength in canola as the market remains attractively priced. But on the other side, rising production estimates out of Australia are keeping a lid on canola prices in Canada as the big crop there should cut into some export movement. The Bank of Canada this morning upped its key overnight interest rate by 50 points, taking it to 4.5%. The rising rate boosted the Canadian dollar, and that did weigh somewhat on canola. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Solid export demand is contributing to the gains in beans, but there was no fresh sales today after overnight business of over 500,000 tons reported yesterday. January beans up 13 cents at $14.68 per bushel. Soy oil, it's up over a penny right now at 62.75 cents per pound in the January contract. Persistent weather concerns in Argentina remained supportive as hot and dry conditions there cut into crop prospects. However, better weather in Brazil should be keeping a lid on the upside. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be released Friday, and most industry participants expect an increase in U.S. ending stocks. Adjustments to the South American numbers will also be followed closely. Corn, it had moved lower overnight, but is posting good gains early in the day session. The March contract up 8 cents at $6.45 per bushel. Trade estimates ahead of Friday's report call for a slight increase in Brazil's corn crop and a reduction in Argentina. U.S. ending stocks numbers are only expected to be adjusted slightly. Wheat, it's higher in all three markets, correcting after yesterday's declines. Chicago, it's up 21 cents in the 26 cents in the March contract at $7.55 per bushel. Kansas City, 22 cents higher in the March contract at $8.52 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in March at $9.06 per bushel. General expectations ahead of Friday's report are for a small increase in U.S. wheat ending stocks. World estimates will also be followed closely. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 7th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.